Our next guest is Ambassador Martin Indyk, former United States Ambassador to Israel. He's also the Director of Foreign Policy at the Brookings Institution right now. Ambassador Indyk, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me review the sequence of events as you and I both understand them, and I think as the world did as well. Thursday, the president gave that wide-ranging speech on Middle East policy. Friday, there was a tense meeting between the president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu all over this issue of whether to use 1967 and the borders between Israel and Palestine or in the Arab countries at that time as a framework for moving towards peace. There was even some discussion that Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, and Benjamin Netanyahu had some words before that speech to try to get the 1967 taken out. Then the president spoke to the largest American pro-Israeli lobby, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, over the weekend, and he said this.
The ultimate goal is two states for two people. Israel as a Jewish state and the homeland for the Jewish people, and the state of Palestine as the homeland for the Palestinian people. Each state enjoying self-determination, mutual recognition, and peace.
Now, later this week, Benjamin Netanyahu will address Congress. Where do you think we stand at this point, Ambassador?
Well, Netanyahu is actually going to speak to AIPAC today, so he's going to have two bites of the cherry. But yesterday evening, after President Obama's speech, Prime Minister Netanyahu issued a statement saying he welcomed the president's words at AIPAC and was looking forward to working with him to move forward on the peace process. So I actually think that at the end of the day, we'll have to see how it plays out in the next couple of days. But at the end of the day, it looks like the president's speech at AIPAC has managed to sugarcoat a pill that the Israeli prime minister and I would say the pro-Israel community here is now swallowing, which is to say that the negotiations, if they ever take place, will be based on the 67 lines with agreed swaps of territory.
All right. Swap is a very easy word to say. And, of course, I'm wondering if that sugar coating is a recipe for more sort of stalling about getting back to the table. Can you describe where the land swap formulae, and there are many, stand at this point between how much land the Palestinians want to swap versus how much land the Israelis are willing to swap?
Well, in the most recent negotiations, it was down to around 1.8% that the Palestinians were prepared to give up, and depending on whose account you believe, around 3 to 5%, which the Israelis were requiring. The actual settlement blocks in question here for the land swaps are on about 5% of West Bank territory that runs along the Green Line, but on the eastern side of the Green Line, the 67 line.
Right.
And the Palestinians want equivalent swaps of land, equal in territory and quality, for what they give up. And there's basically what it comes down to, if you go back through all the negotiations back to Camp David when the first issue it was first broached, is that there are three major blocks in the north, the center, and the south of the West Bank. And these, I think the Palestinians are more or less willing to accept the two in the center and the south, but want Israel to concede the one in the north, which is a small outlying city.
You know, you've described actually quite persuasively and informatively the extent to which this is a conflict that is down in the details, but also evokes sort of very broad narratives of history. Ambassador Martin Indyk is the former U.S. ambassador to Israel and director of foreign policy at the Brookings Institution. Ambassador, the president seems to be betting that an evocation of, hey, folks, stop looking at the details, look what's happening around you in your neighborhood, that the urgency of the changes taking place in the Middle East and around the world will trump the issues of details and particular populations and settlements and the kinds of things that have bogged down the peace process and move things forward. A good bet, Martin Indyk?
I think so, because I think Israelis are waking up to a new reality that Israel is increasingly isolated and being delegitimized in international forums. So as the president pointed out in his speech yesterday, it's not just that Israel faces a demographic threat, that is, Palestinians growing in number and thereby threatening the Jewish and democratic nature of the state if Israel doesn't find a way to separate from the Palestinians, but that the international community has become impatient with this and are moving towards endorsing unilateral acts by the Palestinians that will complicate Israel's life even further. So he's saying the status quo is unsustainable. Time is not on our side. We have to move forward, and this is the only logical way of moving forward that's going to protect Israel.
And one of the unilateral acts, the recognition of a Palestinian state in the United Nations, which the president explicitly said that he would veto in the Security Council. Before we go, Ambassador Martin Indyk, it comes down to the cast of characters here. And with Hamas and Fatah united all of a sudden, do you think the people involved here, Mahmoud Abbas, Benjamin Netanyahu, are the characters to make the bold moves to move us forward here?
Look, by their actions to date, one would have to say no, but you can never tell in the circumstances. Shimon Peres once said to me, he's the president of Israel, history is like a horse that gallops past your window, and the true act of a statesman is to jump onto that galloping horse. What Obama is doing is saying, the horse is running by your window, gentlemen, are you going to jump on? And that they will both be put to the test, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Well, to torture Shimon Peres' metaphor, it seems as though Barack Obama is trying to hold that horse under the window as long as possible and hoping somebody jumps on it.
No, I think he's trying to get the horse started, or basically he's pointing to the fact that the international community is starting that horse, and the horse is coming towards them, and they're going to have to make a decision.
A lot of horse talk there a couple of days after the Preakness. Ambassador Martin Indyk, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Ambassador Martin Indyk is the former U.S. ambassador to Israel, director of foreign policy at the Brookings Institution, talking about 67 and the future of Middle East peace.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.